Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Candace Blacknall with GABA. Welcome, Candace.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about GABA. How are you serving folks?
Yeah, so we match medical trainees to study tools that match what we call their cognitive thumbprint. And that comes out of my experience being a medical student here in Atlanta at Morehouse School of Medicine, both myself and my co-founder, and wanting students to have some better resources out there to support their trajectory through that experience.
So what was the pain that you were having? I assume this was pain you were having that you were like, hey, there's got to be a better way to deal with this.
Yeah, absolutely. So the medical school curriculum really hasn't changed much over the last 20 years. But the requirements to pass your national exams has really, really ramped up. And so medical students have overcome this by buying all these third-party software tools and resources to kind of augment their learning and use alongside their medical school curriculum. The only problem with that is that there are really hundreds of options out there. So it's really hard to figure out which one is going to work for you to accomplish your goals. Most medical students, and myself included, go through this process through trial and error. But as you can imagine, that gets very expensive. You're talking about something that on average costs about $800. So our customers waste about $2,000 just trying to figure this out. And then it's not just cost in terms of money, but it's costly in terms of time. And in medical school, you don't have a lot of time. It's a high stakes environment. You really have to get that competitive advantage and perform. So, you know, this can be a real make or break it in terms of your career if you don't get this thing right.
So right now, the medical students are just kind of doing a best guess of, okay, this is information that I should be getting and I'll pay for that. And they're just kind of taking a shot and hope that they're picking correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's very similar. I tell people it's kind of like figuring out what you want to eat for dinner. Everyone's sitting around a table and someone makes a suggestion and someone else says a suggestion. And if that seems like that's the flavor of the day, that's what you eat. But of course, the stakes are a lot higher when it comes to picking a study tool for your licensing exam, say, for example, where what you get on that exam really does determine what kind of medical specialty you can practice for the rest of your life. So higher stakes, but very similar kind of gamble, no structure whatsoever and a huge lack of transparency. So we want to fix that.
And then so now you've created some sort of software as a service solution?
Yes. Yes. So students can go to gogaba.co. They create a profile. On that profile, they put their exam scores, what they're studying for. We also have 6 cognitive assessments that they complete. And then we have 5 years of data on student outcomes just as a backup to that. All of that goes into our proprietary algorithm, and we're able to make some refined recommendations to help influence or inform the student's decision on what they're actually going to buy.
And this way you're getting a lot closer to the meal they're going to like rather than just hoping.
Yeah, absolutely. So ideally, if you come in here thinking you want pizza, we can steer you and say, nah, you really want Chinese food. Trust me.
And now part of this experience, I would think, is a sense of community. Does this help your community that you're building through this tool have kind of a way to work together and maybe collaborate or maybe mentor each other or to kind of help each other through the journey?
Yeah, absolutely. So students can connect to other students on our platform, just as I'm sure you can connect. That's kind of the thing now. And they can connect, they can message other students. We do have a mentorship database. There are students that designate themselves as mentors. And you can also see what other students have used successfully for their various exams and connect with them based on mutual learning styles, or maybe they've used the resource successfully and you were curious about it. You just wanted a first person account of how that works. You can connect with them on that. So we really do encourage exchange. Well, at GABA, we say, you know, we connect students to resources, but we do recognize that people are resources also. So on our platform, students are able to connect with other students and exchange information.
So now, were you a technologist? Is that how you came up with this, or did you partner with a technologist?
No, I partner. Definitely believe in teamwork here. GABA's big on team. My background is actually in military medicine, and then I came on to the civilian sector in 2016, went into civilian medicine. So very, technology is a new language for me. I do code now, but I think that's kind of a side effect of the industry. Technology is totally foreign other than just like my personal use before now.
So now the first customer who went through customer discovery was a you or a version of you and your peers. How did you kind of go out to the public with this concept and test it?
Yeah. So we have a really organic outreach strategy. We joined a lot of social media groups on Facebook and Reddit and Twitter and started just having conversations, not necessarily about GABA, but about what is your experience as a medical student? What keeps you up at night? What's hard about being a medical student? And through those conversations, we narrowed it down to the GABA solution. So we started really broad. We wanted to make sure whatever we were creating wasn't just something that was resonant with our experience, but also was resonant with the rest of our customer base. And so GABA has actually pivoted 3 times to be what it is today, just based on that customer discovery and that customer feedback.
So now, is this something that is useful to the student while they're all the way through medical school, through their residency? Or is it like, what's kind of the lifespan of a client of yours?
Yeah, 5 years for now. So we get students as pre-med students all the way up through their 4 years, or you could also use GABA as an intern in your first year of residency. That's just for now. We're scaling across residency and fellowship programs. So eventually there'll be more residents and fellows on our platform. We have a few now, but the intent is to grow that part of our customer segment.
So now, is this your first kind of foray as an entrepreneur, or have you done this before?
No, this is my second rodeo. I'm an insane one to try to do it again. I like to think entrepreneurship is a little bit crazy making. This is my second venture. The first time I learned a ton, and that definitely factors into how I lead GABA and how I plan our strategy going forward.
So what was the first venture?
It was in alcohol. I was launching a vodka company at that time. And goodness, I don't even know how that even happened, because I definitely drink tequila. But vodka at the time, and learned a lot and decided, hey, better to work with the community that I really have a connection with. And that's medical students.
And then so were you looking for another venture, or this just kind of bubbled up organically while you were living your life?
Yeah, this came up organically. Entrepreneurship is definitely a part of my bloodstream, but I went and got an MBA while in medical school. I took a year away, and I knew that I wanted to do something in business. The entrepreneurship bug started to call again, and this issue really resonated with me, and so I decided to get back out there and try it again.
Isn't it funny, when you have the lens of a business person or an entrepreneur, all of these opportunities are right in front of you all the time. It's just a matter of picking the right one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely changes the way you look at the world. There are things that happen on a regular basis, and I'm like, you know, that's a business opportunity. Somebody could fix that. That's an opportunity there. Oh, there's another one there. Definitely changes the lens through which you view everything. So I'm sure it was only a matter of time, but I'm excited to be working on this project.
So now, do you have paying clients? Like, what stage of a business are you in right now?
Yeah, we have 2 beta testers that are paid. GABA actually just launched its first premium offering September 4th. And so we started mining through the individuals that will be selected for that. And we have 2 now. We have over 200 users on our platform in the 2 months that we've been active, and we have some investors already for continued expansion of the platform. So actively fundraising, reaching out to the investor community here, and have had a lot of success very early on.
So now, what are you spending most of your time doing right now? Just building out the platform, or just kind of trying to get more sales or more investors? Like, how do you, because all those things are kind of must-haves. So how do you prioritize?
Yeah. So that's where having a co-founder that's just amazing really helps. My co-founder, Chima Odin Camere, he mans the house in terms of driving our early sales and getting that customer feedback to drive expansion of the platform. And I've been hitting the ground running for fundraising. So we have two, for the first time in 5 years that we've been working together, we have two totally different full-time jobs. But that's what it takes to keep the ship going. And, you know, we need the capital to keep expanding. So I'm doing that while he mans the house.
So now, how are you going about the fundraising? Are you going to these pitch competitions? Are you networking with VCs? Like, are you looking for angels? What are you doing?
Yeah, we're angels and VCs. So we've mostly worked through our founder network for connections. We've been very fortunate. So GABA graduated an accelerator in July. So that created a huge founder network for us. And that's actually where we got our first investor out of CreateX, Chris Klaus, which we're super excited about that. And so we are working with angels. We're working with quite a few VCs here in Atlanta and globally. Pitch competitions, we've done quite a few of those as well. But I like to think that pitch competitions aren't the best way to generate what we're looking for, which is strategic partners. We want to check, though. We definitely want people that are going to walk on the journey with us. I think that's very important. So done a few of them, but really have been putting our weight behind building our VC and angel network.
So are you partnering with universities and medical school?
Yeah, we absolutely are. So one of our early partners is Morehouse School of Medicine, and they are fundraising on our behalf to support our ability to get the capital to expand our platform. And that's an amazing partnership. They've really gone to bat with us. And I identified about, I think, 44 investors from their network alone that are going to be interested. So the goal with that and with future partnerships is to get access to students. You know, going student to student with a B2C model can be very expensive. We are transitioning quickly into a B2B model once COVID kind of calms down around the summer of next year. And those institutional partnerships are going to make sure that that happens. So we're definitely building them early.
So then what's in it for the medical school or university?
Yeah. Well, for them, it's the ability to have, so schools invest a ton of money in securing talent and recruiting talent. It's unfortunate when a medical student gets into medical school and then drops out because they're not able to figure this madness out in time. So a lot of schools, especially schools that have a big push for diversity initiatives, are looking at ways to retain the talent they bring in-house. If I tell people, you know, your medical school tuition doesn't cover the full cost of having you as a student. So the school has a lot of skin in the game in terms of making sure that you're successful. So they're partnering with us and talking to us about ways that they can retain their talent, particularly their diverse talent, and increase the number of practicing physicians we have versus relative to the number that we actually admit into medical schools.
So that's your challenge now, is just get in front of as many of those folks as possible and communicate the value proposition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. That and fundraising are my primary strategic goals right now.
How exciting it is for you to be doing this, and congratulations on all the success and the traction you got so far.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more and have a more substantive conversation, either get their hands on the tool or else can learn about how the university can leverage the tool in their community, what's the website?
Yeah, you can reach us at gogaba.co. That'll take you to the landing page. And if you want to reach a member of the team directly, you can go email us at founders@gogaba.co.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations, Candace. You're doing amazing work and helping a lot of folks.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.